After eating what remained of our food, we set out for the capital city. Even from a distance away, we could hear music and laughter. We entered through the grand entrance gate and simply joined the stream of people, all carrying flowers and colored banners. Sylvia took my arm and we drifted like dragonflies, careless of the sudden rattle of drumbeats, the blare of trumpets, or the squeals of children running wildly past us, their long-tailed nannies in anxious pursuit.
My father had once told me the words of Malik the timekeeper. The whole earth has a heartbeat. Now, for the first time, I sensed that pulse of life animating all of us, every creature, large and small. Presently, a woman, apparently an official of the city, approached us, looked us up and down, and said,
"It's you!"
"It is."
"Sylvia and Will!"
"Yes."
"That's right."
"Great eruptions! Did you know?"
"No."
"Yes?"
"Oh no, of course you didn't know."
"Know what?"
"Arthur and Vix have arrived."
"They're here."
"Yes, I mean, no."
"No."
"They were here."
"They've left?"
"Yes."
"They're not here."
"You've missed them."
"Where are they?"
"They left."
"We know, but where?"
"Where did they go?"
"To Waterfall City."
"When?"
"When?
Yes?
A few days ago?"
"A few days?"
"Well, it's a 3-day trip by land, so they should probably be
somewhere."
"What were
they doing here?"
"What?"
"They should be in Canyon City."
"Well, I don't know about that. They were certainly here."
"I wonder why."
"I don't know."
"How did they get here?"
"They arrived by sea."
"By sea?"
"They just popped up right in the harbor."
"Popped up?"
"Yes, popped up in a most extraordinary vessel."
"What vessel?"
"What vessel? Well, I'll show you."
Bewildered, we followed our guide to the harbor. An odd and primitive craft was hoisted up on display. Glass domes, brass hatches, coils, straps, hinges, and steering fins fitted roughly together in what appeared to be an underwater vessel.
"Isn't it ingenious?
Look at that."
"You mean my father?"
"Yes, yes. Put together by Arthur with the help of Vix."
"Your father's amazing, isn't he?"
"Yes, isn't he?"
"I had no idea he was so handy with machines."
"Does it really travel underwater?"
"Of course."
"He must have found a way out of the world beneath."
"I suggest we immediately send a message by signal tower to Ulu to request your Skype access and permission to fly them." "While you were waiting, do join our parade. How lucky that you arrived today. It is our festival to honor children and hatchlings."
"Will?"
"Hmm?"
"I'll be content just to watch."
"Me too."
We watched the spectacle unfold as if in a dream. Sylvia was given a basket of violets and a tiara of daisies. I will see her forever in my mind, whatever happens in the future. I was not really certain of her feelings, although sure of my own. One thing I realized, our parents would think us both too young for cum spiritic. But at least, we are going to share the life of Skyback's rider together.
At last, Cirrus and Nimbus arrived. Strapped to their saddles were our new flying outfits, emblazoned on the shoulders with the badge of apprentice.
"Look, here's a note from Ulu."
"What does it say?"
"Congratulations. You don't need my permission. You have theirs. Fly high, seek peace."
"Great! Onwards to Waterfall City.
Cirrus and Nimbus carried us to the landing platform at Waterfall City. We stood for a moment, thrilled to feel again the cascading thunder of the waters. Before long, Bix arrived, wiggling with excitement.
Sylvia, Will! How are you?
Bix, we're back.
Why didn't you tell us you were going in after Argo?
Oh, I didn't want to make you worry.
Well, yes, I would have worried, but...
Come. You had your own work to do. I felt Arthur might be in need of some assistance.
But for a dinosaur going to the world beneath, wasn't that breaking an old custom?
How do you explain that, Bix?
I explain it quite simply. We ambassadors have freedom to go wherever we can be of service.
I see.
Ah, good. Now come, follow me. There's someone who wants to see you.
Where are we going?
To the library. Come.
Father!
Will! Sylvia! I'm so happy to see you.
What happened down there?
Ah, yes, the world beneath.
Were you in danger?
Danger? Well, in a way, but you won't believe the wonders I've seen, the most fantastic discoveries. But the truth is, I have never in all my life been so glad to see two people. I have read Will's notes, and I smile at the transformation they reveal. When I left him, he was a boy. He entered the library door a young man. Seeing Will and Sylvia both wearing the uniform of the Skybacks rider fills me with a father's pride. Will has the furrowed brow and the square shoulders of a man of purpose. And judging from the little glances they exchange, Will and Sylvia have become good friends who respect and love each other. Have I changed as well? Perhaps so. My friends from the dear old world we left so long ago on the wharf in Boston, those fellows surely would wag their heads at me. I wonder if I shall ever see their faces again. No matter. Our old life was richly rewarding, and I'm grateful to it. But here, on Dinotopia, my eyes have been opened to the wonders of a new world. Seeing with fresh eyes has rejuvenated me. I find enormous enthusiasm filling my mind. Nalab has given me a simple studio overlooking the falls, a home for my spiral pocket watch, my plumes and pencils, my maps, my designs, and most of all, my recent field notes, which at the moment are in disarray, having been made under the difficult circumstances of the world beneath. There is a lifetime, a long lifetime of work to do here. I cannot start soon enough.
Breathe deep, seek peace.